Most people don't know what's holding them back, but you do because you listen to me, Sam, your self-care guru and journal junkie. Welcome to Journal Entries, your safe place where you can tune in weekly to get tips, tricks, and journal prompts to uncover your feelings, gain clarity, and make your move. Welcome to this episode of Journal Entries. This week, we have a special guest, Amanda Fortin. She is a Reiki coach who started the business Nurture Herself and has the Nurture Herself podcast. She helps women nurture themselves through Reiki and self-care. In this episode, we talk all about Reiki and how to actually do it on yourself. Tangible tips on how to regulate your nervous system, how to step into your higher level self, and Amanda's 5 G's, which will help with everything from being less depressed to getting clear on what you want and just feeling your best. Let's dig in. Welcome to Journal Entries, Amanda. I'm so excited to finally have you here. I know it's been a little while since you were supposed to be on the show, but I'm really excited to have you here today.
Oh, thank you. I'm so grateful to be here. You were on mine as well. So I'm so grateful that I get to be on yours and I'm very excited about it. I love journaling as it's actually a huge part of my coaching. So I enjoy listening to your podcast very much as well.
Oh, thank you so much. Just a little heads up for everybody listening. If you hear a tiny little voice in the background, that is my son, Griffin. He is here today as we're recording. But yeah, I've been following Amanda as well, her podcast and her on social media. She actually had something the other day because as we're recording, this school started recently and she did this special Reiki offer for them. And you do so much. So before we get into too much, do you just want to tell my listeners a little bit about who you are, where you're from, and what you do?
Yeah, definitely. So I am from Vermont, right up next to the Canadian border. So I'm pretty much in the middle of nowhere. But I am a high school teacher, as well as a stepmom, a wife, and I am a Reiki master and a life and wellness coach. So I have recently just combined those together. And so I am a Reiki coach, I like to say.
And how long have you been doing that for?
Well, I've been teaching for many, many years, and I became a Reiki master about a year ago. I did my level 1 and 2 a few years ago. I actually was looking for something different. You know, after COVID, I feel like a lot of us were kind of looking for something a little bit different. Mm-hmm. I was learning a lot about how to regulate my nervous system, how to take care of myself, nurture yourself. That's actually my business name is called Nurture Herself, because just like learning how to take care of myself. And my friend had posted Reiki offerings, like get certified level 1 and 2. And at the time I was thinking more like massage, but I'm like, well, what is Reiki? And I kept like kind of looking at it and going away and coming back and going away. And my gut just kept pulling me closer and closer to it. So I reached out to my friend and talked about it and ended up joining the class. It was a group class. And so I got certified Reiki level 1 and 2, and it changed my life. Like truly just changed my life. It taught me so much more about regulating myself, but also opening myself to healing. It helped me help others open themselves to healing and teach them as well. And so about a year ago, I became a Reiki master because I just want to be able, I'm a teacher. And when you are a Reiki master, you can then teach others. And I'm like, wow, that seems like a no-brainer for me. And it's just been a huge passion of mine, being able to teach other people and get them certified as well. So I absolutely love it. Yeah.
I love that, how it's kind of evolved for you. I also love Reiki, but I remember when I first heard of it, I was like, wait, what is this? Mm-hmm. And like, how does it work? So how would you describe what Reiki is and like almost what it feels like when you receive Reiki?
Yeah, definitely. So as you may or may not know, like we are made up of energy. Like our whole bodies are made up of energy. Everything in the world is made up of energy. And so what Reiki does is it allows that energy to move and shift and open up. So when I give Reiki, it really allows you to start like flowing. It's kind of like, oh, I think of it as a lot of ways, but right now we have a huge beaver dam across the street from us. So I think of like, you know, that beaver dam, it that holds up the water, right? So if we break apart that dam, all of a sudden that water can flow again. And that's kind of what Reiki is to our bodies. It lets everything flow again. I especially, but I think as in general, women hold things in, right? Like we hold our emotions in, we hold everything in, and that starts to slowly deteriorate us and break us down from the inside out. I'm a person who used to be really bad at that, and I ended up getting Crohn's disease, which is like a intestine disease where you can't break things down. So, you know, ironically, I held all that stress in and then I got that. And so what the Reiki does is it really helps you open up your chakras, which are 7 points within your body. It lets that stream of energy flow in and out of you. And when you do that, it also opens yourself up to healing. And so I can't say quote unquote that it cures you, but like if you come in, then you're just feeling like you're open to the healing and you can receive it better. And so that when you go to your doctors or you go to your practitioner, your body is ready to be healed and to open that up. So it can be anything just to like, in general, open you up, relax you to like really getting to the root cause of your problems and working on those. So when someone comes in and they work with me, a lot of things that can happen, it's always different. Everybody's experience is always different. But it can be like where they might see some colors, where they might feel some tingling. A lot of times, because I'm shifting the energy in your body, they feel like pulling sensations, or like pushing, flowing sensations, sorry, through their body. So that's the biggest thing that they see. And when I'm doing it, I'm just like feeling colors, feeling energy, just seeing where I should go and hover about. So, I am a Reiki person who doesn't touch you. I just like hover above you. And I think that really lends itself to being virtual too, because you can do it virtually in person.
Wow. That's really cool that you can do it virtually.
Yeah. Yes.
So it's very. My twin sister had a wild experience where when I found out I was pregnant, nobody had known yet. I don't even think I told my parents yet. I had only told my twin sister. She went to go to get Reiki and somebody was like hovering over her stomach. And they picked up on the fact that she was pregnant. And she was like, no, I'm not. But I was pregnant at that time.
Oh, that's so interesting. That you guys are twins and so connected. So
Yeah. So I don't know where that came from. But I love your analogy of a dam and just like keeping things in. And I feel like that's what I felt before I started journaling, was just like I was like my full body was like a dam. Like I wouldn't let anything in. And from the outside, I was like positive and happy and like, you know, happy go lucky all of the time. But on the inside, it's like I had so many walls up against like anything that was like, quote unquote, a negative emotion. And now that I like broke down the dam and allow myself to feel more and experience more, it does feel like there's so much more flow to me. And I love that Reiki is just like one other way that you can not just allow emotions. Reiki is, I feel like, a whole other level that can allow more, even like experiences and opportunities. It opens you up to like so much more in life. You know what I mean? More opportunities too. So I think that's
absolutely
awesome.
Yeah.
I love too when you said nervous system. Right now, like anytime the word nervous system comes up, I'm like, yes, tell me more about that, because it sparks a lot of conversation because they feel like their nervous system is spiked and they can get on edge and triggered, especially when they have kids and they're dealing with meltdowns or just like the start of school or holiday season. Like there's so many opportunities for our nervous systems to get out of whack. So what are your tips and tricks or Reiki practices that you use to help like stabilize the nervous system?
Well, one thing that's super nice about being Reiki level one certified, just level one, is that you can do it to yourself. And when you're doing Reiki to yourself, that definitely helps regulate your nervous system. And a big part of Reiki, I feel like, and a big part of my coaching is learning those different tools that you can put in your toolbox. And there's so many, and they can just be like whatever season you're in, whatever second you're in that you can use. But, you know, three really simple ones, and I say this quite often, I've learned them from my dog, to be honest with you. That's what I like to say, because I love my dogs. But like, if you are in somewhere and you just need to regulate that nervous system, you can definitely shake, like shaking that energy literally out of you. And these you can also visualize because, you know, scientifically based, if you visualize it, it's almost as good as doing it. But, you know, just taking that opportunity to shake removes or loosens that energy. It might just make you smile too, because it's kind of silly, and that can help your nervous system. Definitely stretching, you know, dogs do the shake, they do the downward dog all the time. Just stretching our body can definitely help us. And the third one is breathing. Like, I don't know if you have a dog, but my dogs sigh all the time. Like, and just taking the couple seconds to be with yourself and breathe and sigh, especially that exhale, definitely regulates your nervous system. And like you said, it's definitely, you know, a buzzword out there, and it's a buzzword for a reason. You know, as I was going through this pre-COVID, I got remarried. It's been 11 years now we've been together. So I got remarried. He had two girls. So I have two stepdaughters. So I was kind of like thrown into that motherhood situation. And we, you know, didn't communicate really well, which is why journaling can be really good too, because I like to get the words out before I say them out loud sometimes. But, you know, like, we weren't communicating that great. There was a lot of stressors that had nothing to do with us, on our family and on the two girls. And I did not know how to regulate my nervous system. Like you had said, and I mentioned, I kept all my stress in me, wasn't doing me very good. And so we had to learn how to communicate. But within that, I had to learn how to regulate myself as well. And, you know, for those of you who can't see me, I have red hair, and that definitely comes into play. Sometimes I think I can be a little bit fiery. And so learning how to regulate that as well. And there was one specific time in my life where we had gotten into a fight. Again, it wasn't even about us, but it was about communication and coming together. And I got so, so mad. And I just remember, like, I had my phone in my hand and I banged it on the counter and I saw red. And I was like, whoa, I am so angry right now. I saw red. And now that I have gone through this, I'm like, well, you know, it could have also been my root chakra, which is all about grounding yourself and, you know, your basic needs, when none of those were being met at that second. But at that point, I'm like, I know I need a shift. I know I need a change. And a huge part of that shift and change was, like, I can only control me, and what I can control in my life is regulating my nervous system. And, you know, oftentimes, like I said, it is just taking a few minutes to breathe, a few minutes to close my eyes, a few minutes to just stretch and be with myself. And we, as women, I know I do this, we get so busy and so wrapped up and we go, 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 and put that smile on our face just to, like, sit in the car. Sometimes I've done this so many times before basketball games, like just sitting in the car by myself in the parking lot, taking some breaths, taking the time to breathe before I go into those hard conversations with students or my husband or my daughters. Like, okay, let me sit here and breathe. Let me maybe go outside and walk and shake that energy up. I don't know if that totally answered your question. That kind of went in a roundabout way. But yeah. I mean, those are three simple ways to actually regulate your nervous system on a day-to-day basis.
I love that they're so tangible. Like, it's truly something that we can do, not just daily, but quickly, like, and we can access them. When you said that you saw the color red and it might have been your root chakra, it reminded me too of something that I read once that, or somebody told me, when she kept getting sore throats. And she was like, nothing would fix it. She was on antibiotics and then trying, like, natural medicine, and nothing was working. And then she was like, you know, there's been something I needed to say to this one person. And so she, like, worked up the courage to actually speak her truth, and then, like, immediately went away. And she's like, oh, it wasn't about, like, the virus that was in me or anything. It was, like, actually needing to speak something, which I think all of this is so cool and so interesting, and something that a lot of us don't think about when we are just, like, on autopilot, you know, and, like, not open to thinking about things in this way, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, it's like, if you have that constant stomach ache or that constant headache, you know, it could be that you just need to work on your sacral chakra or your third eye chakra and really dive deep into it. And that's one thing that I'm definitely very passionate about. And something I definitely bring into my Reiki coaching too, is that, you know, every week that we spend together, we go over a different chakra and really learning what it's about. And we actually do a lot of journaling on it. So right back to what you offer people as well, I think it's so important to really dig deep and think about what we're going through and what we're processing. And so we learn a lot about those chakras and what they really mean and represent and how we can work through them. Because if you, you know, right from your basic needs, which is that root chakra again, all the way up, you can't get somewhere if you aren't taking care of yourself at the basic level. And then you can work yourself up to other levels.
I think that's so powerful because I still remember my therapist asking me, what do you need right now? And I did not know. And so the fact that you help people with the chakra and what you, the basic needs, and then like what each chakra is and journal prompts potentially for them. Oh my gosh, I feel like that would be so helpful and get you to think again in that new way that could again, like open up opportunities and get you to think like in a different perspective that then just like opens so many different new doors for you that I don't know. I just keep thinking of like, it gets you to step into that next version of yourself that you always like want to be. You're just like, how do I get there? How do I get to be the woman who speaks up more, right? Or who's more outgoing or who has this type of relationship? And it's like within you. And I feel like you offer the steps to get there through your sort of training.
Yeah. Through learning about yourself and learning through Reiki and the chakras. That's definitely what we do. We take a journey. Like I always say, grab my hand and let's take this journey together. And that's definitely what I want to do with this coaching program is, you know, you have to do a lot of inner work, but I'm there to guide you and model and teach you and show you how to get there. And I do feel like once you get through, life is a little bit easier, right? Like you know how to regulate your stress, which is makes life a lot easier. You have the tools that you can draw from your toolbox, whether it's journaling or self-Reiki, or we learn like emotional freedom tapping. Like we learn these tools throughout the thing so that you can go back to that on the days that are hard and even the days that are good. So that when the days are hard, they're a little bit better for you. And that's how you get to your higher self. Like, I feel like now I can, like you were talking about manifesting things. Now I can manifest better. Now I feel more open to not being so judgy and not being so negative in life. I know how to spin those around easier. It really does bring you to that higher level self where you keep growing and you keep evolving because I think that's what life's about. But you also just have a better life because you're more open to everything the world really and nature has to offer you.
Yeah. For sure. Mm-hmm. I know that you teach the 5 G's and you told me what they are and I love them. Do you want to tell my listeners about what they are and what you use them for?
Absolutely. My 5 G's are something that really I brought into my life as a daily habit back when everything was really hard and it helped me get to where I am now as well. So the 5 G's in my life are grace, grit, gratefulness, glee, and gal gangs. And they're so important to me. And even on very tiny, tiny things, I try to incorporate them every day, like giving yourself grace. Like some days there's just days where you know, hop on the treadmill for 10 minutes because that's all you got, you know, giving yourself grace to say no to something and put your boundaries up. It's being able to give yourself grace and not feeling bad about yourself or having those shoulds come in you. It's just like, okay, I can give myself grace to be who I am. And the grit is, you know, doing hard things because we all can do hard things, but we have to do them. So just being able to know that I can do things every day, even if they're small, even if they're big, I can do them and I can get through them. The gratefulness is just, you know, I have a gratefulness practice. And so whether it's in your journal practice or it's in the morning while you're brushing your teeth, thinking about what you're grateful for, it really does open your life and your world up to like, it's easy to get in a downward negative spiral, but when every single day you know what you're grateful for, it just, that can make your life so much more beneficial and happier and remind you of how amazing this world is that we live in. The glee is fun because I have learned after many years that if it's not fun, I don't want to do it. So let's make it fun, you know? And then there's the gal gangs because we're definitely not here to do it by ourselves. So whether it's like For me today, you're my gal gang. I'm on your, like, we're recording this podcast and this is bringing me joy. Some days it's reaching out to a friend, you know, some days it's going to hang out with my mom for the day. But we need people in life to share our stories with, to help each other with, to lift each other up. So those are my five G's. Yeah.
I love that. Do you have a practice where you are like actively thinking of all five of those, like as part of your morning routine, or how do you actively think of those each day?
Well, you know, it really depends on my season. And I think that's, you know, that's what's true of what we have to be as women. We go through different seasons. Some days we got all the energy. I mean, even in a month's time, we have all the energy and then we have like barely any energy. So I've definitely gone through seasons where I've written them out in a journal every day. I have gone through seasons where I'm very specific about them every day. I'd say by now it's been a good, you know, 6 or 7 years. They're just habits that I have. And then throughout the day, might be like, oh yeah, that's my 5G. Or if I'm having a bad day, I might sit down and be like, wait a minute, I'm having a pretty bad day. I'm not feeling great. What my 5Gs haven't I done? And I can go back and think about what I have and haven't done. And that's the great thing about creating habits is they just become routinely part of your life and you don't have to think about them anymore. And I love that because we're always thinking about all the things we have to do. So once they're a habit, you don't have to. With my coaching clients, I definitely start them like thinking about it and journaling about it every day to start those small steps. But yeah, I love that now they're just part of who I am and part of what I do.
I love that you get to the point where you just check in of like, okay, I'm not feeling great. What am I missing? And then you can kind of fill the gap. That seems like the ultimate goal of like a quick check-in. Got it. I'm missing the girl gang. Let me go grab a coffee with a friend, right? Or I'm missing the gratitude. Let me think of a quick moment that like brings me joy. That gives me inspiration to do the work in the beginning, knowing that like, I don't know, in a week or a month or a year, I can get to that point where it's just like a quick snap and like, okay, back to at least feeling like I can go on with my day rather than slowly slipping into that funk.
Yeah.
I want to ask you, when your clients first start journaling through that, how long would you say that it takes? Because I know that a lot of people don't start something because they think that it's going to take like an hour to journal through all of that, right? Or they think it's going to take a lot more time and it's one more task, which obviously we know is worth it and it's not going to take a full hour. But how long would you say it typically takes your clients to do that?
I say it's very specific to that person and what they're feeling. There's some people, as you know, because you do this too, that are like super gung-ho. But I try to say that, you know, even if you did 5 minutes a day, that's a start and that's a really great start. So if you are journaling, you know, just think 5 minutes during the day, maybe it's during your lunch break. It's also like, you know, whatever time during the day fits into your schedule. I am not a huge morning person, so morning routines are not my thing. Nighttime, I feel like I'm exhausted and I drop into bed at night, you know? So I do middle of the day things because that's where I'm at. But I think, you know, like wherever you can fit it in and starting really tiny, I think that's the thing about creating habits is they have to be doable steps or else you won't do them. Mm-hmm. So, I definitely am a huge component of doing 5-10 minute things to start with.
Yeah. I love that. That's what I say too. And actually the research on journaling is journaling for 5 to 15 minutes, 3 to 5 days a week is all you need to get all of the benefits from it. And so I always said that, but then I was like, how long is it that I journal? So I started timing myself. And I know some people like set their timer and they journal for 10 minutes or they journal for a certain amount of time. And I never wanted to have that expectation where I needed to fill the time. So anyways, I started to time myself and my average is like 5 to 7 minutes. And I was like, wow, it feels cool to know that it like really is not that much time, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Awesome. So, I mean, we've talked about so much. We've talked about journaling and Reiki and energy, all of this stuff. How can people find you if they want to work with you? And do you have anything that you're offering your listeners and clients? And what do you have going on right now?
Definitely. Well, on Instagram and Facebook, I'm Amanda May Coaching. I have a podcast called Nurture Herself that comes out once a week. So I definitely have lots of good things on there, like yourself. And yeah, I mean, I have my it's an 8-week coaching program where we get certified level 1 and 2. I also offer one if you want to dig a little deeper. That is 12 weeks. It really depends on what you're looking for. But those are the two things I do. And then, of course, I do Reiki sessions in person or virtually. And I love to do those. Those bring me so much joy. So, yeah.
Awesome. I saw one of your Instagram reels. It might be like one of your highlights. And it said who you do Reiki on, I think. Mm-hmm. And you had, do you do Reiki on your pets too?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, that's one of the great things about Reiki is that we are all made of that energy. So I definitely do it on my pets. You can do it on things. So like we just went on a trip to Arizona and, you know, I really do Reiki like while I'm looking for a ticket. I did it like on the airplane ride. When we got to the Airbnb, I like burnt my sage and did Reiki, like just clearing energies. So I Reiki pretty much anything that you can Reiki, which is everything. I do it with my stepdaughters. They seem to really enjoy it. So yeah.
Awesome. Well, I know that I have listeners that are into this in all capacities, like some that will be interested in getting Reiki certified and others that want the Reiki for themselves or maybe their pets too. So this has been so awesome. Thank you so much for sharing all that you do and your magic with us, Amanda.
Oh, I so appreciate being here. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for tuning in to this week's journal entry. I love connecting with my listeners, so make sure you screenshot this episode and tag me on Instagram at samantha.s.says so I know you're listening. And don't forget to grab your free training and journal prompts at www.samanthapenkoff.com/podcast.